I'm sure it can't be the same.
Good morning, Derek Shabbos. This year, Pesach, Yom Pesach, is surrounded by Parshas Acharei Mos, which is not such a common occurrence. We learned Acharei Mos twice before Yom Tov, on Shabbos Mincha, Shabbos Hagodim, and also Monday Erev Yom Tov. We learned yesterday, and also on Shabbos. Even only in a leap year it can happen, and even in every leap year it's not always so well wrapped up. And there are a number of connections that we see between Parshas Acharei Mos and the Yom Tov, the Limudim of the Yom Tov. Particularly, the bulk of Parshas Acharei Mos, of course, is Avodas Yom Kippur. We all remember Rashi tells us when Rivka told Yaakov to go for Yitzchak before the brachas and take the two gediyei izim, the two goats. And Rashi says, from Pirkei Rav Elezer, Perek Lamed Beis, one was for the Korban Chagigah, one was for the Korban Pesach. And Tzadok HaKohen points out, this is the Shnei Seirim, also of Yom Kippur, the Ikka Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur, the Ikka Kapara, with the Soil Hashem, the Soil Azazel. The Mishnah tells us in Yuma that they kept the Kohen Gadol busy the whole night, not so well known, in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tofresh Yud Tes Sivov, the Mechaber says, Noyagin Lolun Bepesa Knesses is a minute to stay in Shul, the Loim Ashiris of Sishbochis Kol HaLaylo, based on that Mishnah. Similarly, in Elchas Pesach, the Shit of the Tur is in Siman Tofresh Aleph, that after Afikoyman one may not eat, but drinking is mutter, except for yayin. And there are a number of reasons why you're not allowed to drink wine after the afikomen. The shit of the tour is, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, because al pi the Tosefta, chayev odom la'asot b'ilchus ha'pesach v'tzias Mitzrayim kol ha'layla. Chayev, loshon ha'machaber. Chayev odom, person is mechayev to learn. The Hilchas will be busy with Tzias Mitzrayim. Kol HaLaila, the Mechaber waters it down a bit, Achi Chatfenu Shino, until he falls asleep. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's Avodah was Bidei Lavan. And this is one of the reasons brought, the Maharal brings this reason, why we wear a kittel by the Leila Seder, the Bidei Lavan. And number four, the Avodah of Yom Kippur was unique in that it was lifnai or lifnim, very, very inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only on Yom Kippur. Similarly, Korban Pesach is the only Korban where there's a halacha of eating it in the bais. And there's an iser le'soitzi bosom in a bais chutzo, you're not allowed to. It's very, very pnimi, very, very internal. The epitome Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this started already in Mitzrayim. Ish ayete mi Pesach beiso yad boiker. We had to be indoors. The shvitz of our closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam took place on the beginning of our choosing to be the Amah Nivchor, started on Seder night. And our annual cleanliness, as we know, which takes place on Yom Kippur, we know that Chuppah, the Kiddushin, takes place Beroiv Om. But the real married life begins with the Yichud. And Yichud has to be on their own. Vosfah Ponim, what would it look like if Chosn and Kala went into the Yichud? The Kala got busy making the Chosn cup of coffee and a tea for herself, and she turns around and the chosn is busy responding to an email or a text. she'll feel jilted, to say the least. I mean, what's my point? This is supposed to be Yichud alone. How do other people come in here? And this is the aside of Leil Tesvav, when we just, this is the launch of our closeness of Rayosi Kalosi to the Ribbono Shelo, and this has to be with Yichud. This has to be Isha Yitzim Yipesach Beisoy Ad Boiker. We have to be on our own. This was on a daily basis. It's difficult for us to maintain, for most of us, to maintain this Yichud 24 hours a day. Man rises and falls, and Taras Yom Kippur is to clean us and bring us back to that. Taras Avodas Yom Kippur has to be Lifnei Olifnim. We have to redo this cleanliness, this Yichud can only take place Lifnei Olifnim. The colors we know, Minhag Yisrael wears a white dress. The Chosan also used to, but for those who wear tights, also used to be white. And this white is, of course, the color with no other affiliation. It's just the symbol of Yichud. Even though we don't manage on a daily basis, there is a one which you're starting to see in Shulchan Aruch. In my limited knowledge, this is the only time that I know we have one Seif repeated in Shulchan Aruch, eight simonim apart. Machaber repeats himself. And this is Aruch in Simon Kup, Pei Gimel, Seif Yud Beis. Also, Levarich, Behu Oisek, Bimlachter. When a person is making a bracha, it is also to do anything. As I say, this is the end of Simon Kup, Pei Gimel. And in Simon Kup, Sadi Aleph, eight simonim later, the Machaber repeats himself. Also, Lassis Melocha Boidim Levarich. The Bialocha brings over there that Bedieved is Yotze, Veloigora Mishika. Is no worse than a Shika who did made the Bracha, which Bedieved is Yotze. So we're comparing somebody, Bialocha adds, with Vahu Adin, Kushoisek Beza Mitzvah, Lo Yasek Oz Bedobache. I'm doing something, a bracha is on conversation with the Ribbono Shel. So if I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm engaging with the Ribbono Shel. There's an issa to do any other melacha. This is a moment of Yichud. And Machaber repeats this twice so close together, because these are our opportunities, our 100 brachas a day minimum that we repeat, and our davening, and our learning, and our mitzvahs that we're doing multiple times a day. We should be aiming for Yichud at that moment at least, to drop everything else. A simple example, we wash our hands. Comparison, after Beis HaKisei and before a Suda. Before the Suda, one should dry one's hands after the Bracha. And after Asher Yotza, one should dry one's hands before the bracha. But neither time should we be saying Asher Yotza or Almatilis are going like this, drying our hands. Well, either before or after. With the Ebed, one will be Yotza. This is one of the limudim of Parshat Avodas Yom Kippur that again draws us back from the Yom Tov. The bulk of Achrimus is Avodas Yom Kippur. We might come back to one or two limudim. But the last 30 psukim, kemat half the parasha, is of course the parasha of Aroyos that we lay on Yom Kippur Mincha. There we have an Erechaim HaKodesh. We won't be able to go through the whole Erechaim HaKodesh. I'm afraid that I must share. The parasha begins Perek Yud Ches. Vayedav Hashem Omei Shalemer. Tabel b'nei Yisroel v'omart alem, ani Hashem elekechem. Posuk Gimel, k'ma se'i eretz Mitzrayim, ashe yeshavtem bo, lo yisasu. U'ch'ma se'i eretz kenan, ashe ani meivi eschem shomo, lo yisasu, v'chokisem lo yisenechem. The first three psukim of Perek Yud Ches. And the Rechaim HaKodesh over here asks four, five, six questions, and And as I say, he writes about Arichas. I'm showing the Marimochim. We won't have time to go through exactly how he answers all of the questions. Number one, he asks, what's the double expression? Daber in Portuguese, Daber il Bnei Yisrael, or Marto Alem? What's Daber or Marto? Number two, Daber ben Yisrael Marto Alem, tell Klal Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Good afternoon. We didn't know that yet. Tell Klal Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Great news. Kemah Seir is Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo, Lo Yisasu. Don't imitate Mitzrayim. So Rashi tells us, we're referring to, the Torah doesn't tell us what Issa we're talking about. What happened in Mitzrayim? What's the secret? Why not tell us? Number four, are there two Mitzrayims? Kemah Seir is Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo, the Mitzrayim that you lived in, Asher Yeshavtem. Are you, there's another Mitzrayim? Uchmas Eretz Kenan, Ashani, maybe Eschim Shom. What, there's another Eretz Kenan? What, you have to tell us all this. A number of kashas in Pshat that Rechaim HaKodesh has on these three psukim which launched this sugya of the Isavarois. The Rechaim HaKodesh zot, a gevaldig, a chiddish. A little frightening, but as I say, one has to know this. Hine yodua, zot Erechaim HaKodesh, one paragraph in the middle. That Klali, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs are there to challenge us that we should steig, we should grow from these Mitzvahs. And if they're there, we should do them. The Rebbeinu doesn't set us up for failure, Chas V'Shalom. We have challenges, we have nisyonos, we have individual challenges, we have challenges as a tzibur. Even one mitzvah can be harder for one person and easier for someone else. But the mitzvahs are there for us to succeed in. Zul except. There's one exception. Mitzvahs prishas koaroyos. The mitzvah of separating from aroyos. Hudobo shenafshe shelod mechamdoson v'oinsosoy aleihem la'asis. We are set up to fail. The taiva is so strong, you will fail, Zot Rechaim HaKodesh. We can't. Can't do it. Except under two conditions. The hen, and they are distancing oneself from Re'ois Ho'ayin, distancing oneself that which one looks at, u'merchav b'chinas ha'choshev, and stopping to think about it. If in base elu lo yaseh, if somebody is not engaged actively in controlling what he looks at, and is therefore in his thought process, ein odom shalit beruach zeh l'chaloson mimeno. It is impossible to pass this test. Impossible. Aziz Zot Rechaim HaKodesh. He goes on, and then he says that the exception is that when a person does this, then Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then a person gets Siyata Dishmaya. Don't ask questions, says the Rechaim HaKodesh, b'negea to other nations of the world. And Chanama, for them, it's stuck impossible. They will take you do it. By nature, they will fail. Scoop tabloid stories, is that Rechaim HaKodesh is unimpressed? I told you this was going to happen. No guarantees. A Yid has to know, if he's not practically engaged in controlling his eyes and his thought process, particularly in this area, this is unlike every other mitzvah, and he's guaranteed to fail. We all know the reason why this is so important. We all know in today's generation how much we are challenged in these areas, particularly in the Nisoyin of Re'ois Ha'ayin. It used to be a person could have to go actively and buy a paper, a person had to go and switch on the news and actively engage, and nowadays it's plastered at us without our choice. I thought I could win by sticking a note on my letterbox, no free, etc., etc. And I started getting them still through my door. So one day I was there and I hit the letterbox. So I went out after the fellow, asked him. He looks at me, blank face, doesn't know what I'm talking about. He's a foreigner doing a job, so he can't read English. So even I didn't know. He was like, what are we supposed to do? And who knows, of course, I don't need to tell anybody. We know the Nisoyan of technology and devices. What, without a choice, it's thrown at us. We are mechuyev to be actively engaged, taking steps in blocking what we will see and therefore think about. Otherwise, we're set up to fail. I've not done justice, of course, to the Reichheim HaKodesh, but time is short and it's worthwhile to go through the Reichheim HaKodesh answers with this Yosoid and all these questions that he mentioned before. I would like to share, though, a tremendous Oznaim letter. A tremendous Oznaim letter. On this Pasuk Gimel, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi brings the Teres Chayinim, from where we learn that Mitzrayim were the worst. The Teres Chayinim, the Braiser, adds another line to this. And he says, Uminai, and from where do we know? Sheyeshivosom Shel Yisrael Gor Molohem. How do we know that the living of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim is what caused this? Talmud Leima, Asher Yashavtem Bo. Fractor's answer asking, he said, we're responsible? What, for what Mitzrayim did? Wait, they blame us for a lot, we know. And he said, we are blamed for that. This is a new accusation. This is our fault. Their low lives is our fault. What we living there, we caused this. And more than that, we know when Yosef HaTzadik came down to Mitzrayim, then he was lifted up. He was Machai Bris Mila. When Yaakov Avinu came, the Shiftei Koch came. That raised the standard of Ruchnias. Lower it. And more than that, Klal Yisrael themselves were Gedurim Ba'aroyes. We know Rashi and Parashas Bamidbar, the Rebbeinu Shem added the Yud and the Nehi on their names to show that what's Pshat? Asher Yashavtem Bo, our living in Mitzrayim, we caused this. Zoktim Zalman Sirotskin, Apirush Niflo Adroid. The way of the world is nations come, nations go, and they're relegated to the annals of history. Nobody pays too much attention to them. I think Bill Gates' business plan would be a top reader. Everybody wants to know what they call a key to success. How did he do it? What was his business model? What was that key? What is it which is driving Amazon all over the world? What's their key? You see something which is successful, I want to know. I want to study that business plan and see how I can apply it to the area that I want to be successful.
Jeff Bezos.
The Yidden came to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avinu brought Brocha. Well, the famine stopped. There's something which works over here. Ooh, Arroyos, it works. Prisha from Arroyos is the key to success. That works. So let's take it on board. Let's get it going. With the passage of time, the wheels of fortune start turning. And the Yidden are being downtrodden. And the lowlives are ruling over the Yidden. And with the passage of time, the more the Yidden stuck to their preacher from Arroyos, and the lower the Mitzrim fell, that seemed to bring about their success. So that's a plan we want to follow. Zoktim Zalman Sirotsky, a Yid doesn't do that. We keep Torah mitzvahs through thick and thin. Every Yiddish house has pictures on the wall of Zaydas, of Rosh Hashivas. Every Yiddish house has books, shelves of books, of role models who were Moshe Nefesh through thick and thin, who kept Torah mitzvahs through thick and thin and came out strong. They didn't become world leaders, and many of them were killed because of it. We don't study We know Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel'Olam about tzadik v'ra aloi. We don't judge a successful business plan by what seems to be working down here. We stick through thick and thin with our dedication to Torah mitzvahs. Mitzrayim didn't work like that. They were monitoring seeming success levels and failures. As long as it worked, we're going to take it on board. When Chazal tell us, Minayim sheyishivosom shel Yisrael gormo lehem tamudoyim sheyishamtem bo, this does not mean we're being blamed for them. What Chazal are explaining to us is our faket, what triggered their lowering and lowering and lowering, was our living in Mitzrayim bishlemus, and we still suffered what we suffered. Based on that, they drew from here that that doesn't work, and that triggered their lowering of their downfall. This is explaining their downfall and teaching us what not to do. Not that we're being blamed for their lowering of morals. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Aleph. Once more. The Mitzrayim were assessing success and failure. The Mitzrayim, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, when Yosef came to Mitzrayim, and he told them all to do Bris Milah, well, that triggered success upon success. They had all the silver and gold. Yaakov Avinu came, that brought even more success. With the passage of time, that success started to wane. So the Mitzrayim were judging success and failure, so they saw, it doesn't pay off to preach from Arayas and Ruchlias. Our behavior in Mitzrayim is what triggered it. Not that we're being blamed for it. We're being taught to stick with their religion. Don't behave like the way they behave. We have the question, something very hard. We see these things, doesn't it? But we're not going to change our dedication. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. And the Malbim translates it over there, that most other chochmas are based on experiments and results. But Torah Kedoshah is not like that. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. The shoresh of being matzliach in Torah is Yiras Hashem, Tikkun Amidus. And that will bring atzloch in Torah is nothing else, no other experiments and no other failures. Nothing else, we won't judge like that. There were a group of missionaries who targeted the Northeast. And one of them had the bad muzzle to knock on the door of Reb Todras Miller. So Reb Todras opened the door, and this fellow explained who he is, what he's going, wanted to be invited in for a conversation. Reb Todras said, can I just ask you one question? What's the difference between you and us? You learn the Bible, yeah? What's the difference between us? The fellow didn't know what he was being fed. Reb Todras says, I'll tell you in one sentence. You serve God your way, and we serve God his way. If the bank holiday doesn't fall on the right day, we'll move it. We'll move. They can move anything as flexible, change the laws. That's not dedication to Torah and Mitzvahs. They serve even the ones who have religion on a certain level, they serve it their way. We serve it his way. We're not judging, we're not experimenting, we're not looking around what works. Our avodah is to stick to Torah mitzvahs. Right. And this is what Chazal mean. We're not being blamed for their downfall. Chazal explaining to us how their downfall came about. Because they were reading what worked and what didn't work. What they saw is not working, they turned as a reason to turn away. Turning back again once more to the Avodah Yom Kippur, Pasuk Yod Dalet, Tezayin Yod Dalet, well known Pasuk. Sorry, Yod Zayin. B'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'oel moyeh b'boyoy l'chapeh b'kodesh atzisoy. Nobody's allowed it. interesting midrash. The pasuk says, "V'chol adam," and no person will be in the moyamid, b'voyoy, when he comes lechaper b'kodesh. Now the pasuk doesn't say v'chol sha'ar adam, no one else may be there. The pasuk says no one may be there. Fred the midrash, the end of Perichof Aleph over here. What about the Kohen Gadol? Is the Kohen Gadol himself an Adam? How could he be there? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam, lo yiyeh, no person should be there. So he's there. And Omar Reb Pinchas, B'shah shahaya ruach ha-kodesh shoro yolov, hayu ponol boy arois kelapidim olov. Ha-ribi shemasa, shzot the matnes kuhuna, ha-gmomish, shaynish gamench nish. Because Rabbi Pinchas, when Ruach HaKodesh settled on him, he wasn't a mensch anymore. Are you ponov boyarois kolapidim olop? So the Magnus Guna, the Perish on the Medrash, he's not included in Adam. He's become a Melech. He's a Melech. He's not Adam. There was no issue for the King God himself to be there because he's not included in B'chol Adam. Fret the Magnus Guna, but we know the Rishali. And the Medrash just before that darshans, V'chol Adam, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Udmus pono p'nei Adam, means afilu oisom shen even Malachim weren't allowed in. So what are you getting to say is not Adam? But Malach wasn't allowed in either. There's a pirish on the Medrash called Tiferes Tzion from Reb Yitzchak Zeid Yadler, who was the father of Reb Tzion Yadler, the Kanta Magid from Yerushalayim, a bit older than Reb Shalom. And he says, I say, the Pasuk telling us, an Adam is not allowed in. A Malach is not allowed in. There's a third category. And that's an Adam who becomes a Malach, a Kohen Gadol. This is higher. This is not Adam, and this is higher than Malach. He's not Adam, and he's not Malach. He's a Kohen Gadol. There's somebody else. A Yidu Shteig to that level is something else. Again, with the Sheikhs to the Yom Tov, a well-known Gemara in Megillah, Tav Yud Amud Beis, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Lemashir. The Malachim wanted to say Shir, and the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped them. I say, Odai Tvuim Bayom V'Atem Oyim Em Shir. And the emes, because of this, as is well known, we didn't say Halal Shalim from Chol HaMoed and onwards, the last days. But the first day, first 2 days for us, we didn't say the whole Halal. Moshe and Miriam and Klal Yisrael did say Halal. Why were the Malachim not allowed and they were allowed? And there are a number of terutzim to this discussion. Reb Shimon Shvab in his Perish on Tfilah, I also heard this pshat from in the name of Shraga Feigl Mandelovich, said as follows. Because what Rashi tells us, Pashas Bayera, the Gemara of Messiah, Pevob, that a Malach cannot do two Shlichasim. A person can. We are multifaceted. We're very talented. A Malach cannot be upset for the Mitzrim, Maisa Yodai Tvuim Bayom, and at the same time say, Shira to Rabban Shleil. That's a contradiction. A Malach can't do. A human being is higher than that. We can. Eis void ve'eis rekoid. A person can. We are very, very capable. The chokhmah is to know. We all know the Musa Sfarim, the Chistadikim, Sinsisharim, that we are full of all sorts of middas. The word middah, of course, has two translations. It's a character trait, and it's also a measure. And the chokhmah of the successful person is to know how much of each midah, what midah to use for which midah. A person needs to have a sprinkling of gaiva, how to stand up when people are ridiculing him, when he's doing that with Hashem. But we use more and more. So we have to know most midahs is the middle path. We have all these talents inside us. And when we shteig, we can use them correctly. It's not a contradiction for us. We can say Halal Shalim the first days of Yom Tov, and when we shtatef betar ma'asiyot etvun bayom, the rest of Yom Tov, and that's not a contradiction. We can have an eis void, and we can have an eis rekoid. And the Kohen Gadol going inside Lifnei Lifnim has shtayt to such a tremendous level, he's not included in Adam and he's not included in Malach, and he's allowed Lifnei Ulifnim at this great level of Hashroes Hashchina, of this Kapara of Yom Kippur. Hopefully we've touched on a number of Limudim that we can try and apply as we begin. Just finish with one interesting issue in Pasuk Dalet, Perkut Zayin Pasuk Dalet, which is between these two parishes, which is the issue of Shchutei Chutz. The Pasuk tells us in Perkut Zayin Pasuk Dalet, Bel Pesach Oyen Moed Leibiyo Yischaev Koritz, Dom Yichoshe Elisha Hu, Dom Shofach. He spilt the blood, Rashi brings, this includes even Zrika Bachutz, Yischaev Vashchita Bachutz, Zrika Bachutz. In Pshat, there's tremendous horror. Rabin de Miller said, Gavaldige Pshat Abehi. What do you mean, Dom Yichoshe Elisha Hu, Dom Shofach? So the Gemara learns, Riboy even Zrika. What does it mean, Dom Shofach? He spilt the blood. Of course he spilt the blood. He did Zrika outside. Of course he spilt the blood. So Rabin de Miller, it doesn't mean he spilt the blood in the carpet. It means, in Pshat, he spilt his own blood. What a wasted opportunity. A Yid went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw that, he said, vidui before he started. And then he watched the whole Avodah happening, and it led him higher and higher and higher. And he wasted it. What bloodshed. He could have used this opportunity to strike tremendously. His damnus opportunity is the word zman. Time is a most precious opportunity. But his damnus also has the shayish of dam in the middle. A person can use opportunity to increase his blood. Of the kiyadam hu anefesh as well. Opportunity as we begin a new zman, a new timetable. We have long Friday afternoons, we have long Shabbos afternoons. We have tremendous potential. We'd like to make sure that Ezra Sashen, we utilize all these opportunities. We should utilize every Shabbos, and we should utilize Ezra Sashen, all the opportunities which come our way. Have a very good Shabbos. Okay. Okay.